W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. It's been exactly a year since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine. New York City protesters holding a candlelight vigil outside the Russian consulate. China now calling for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the U.S. claims to have intelligence showing China plans to provide weapons to Russia.
What is paramount to us always is protection of sources and methods and to preserve our ability to obtain this kind of information going forward.
State Department spokesman Ned Price. Six children shot in a Philadelphia schoolyard. Police say the victims range in ages from 2 to 17 years old. A preliminary NTSB report finds the toxic train derailment in Ohio was caused by an overheated axle.
We want to make sure that it's prevented from happening again. We have a lot of questions. We want to develop solutions and bring about change. And one way to do that is through an investigative hearing.
Board Chair Jennifer Homendy. This is ABC News. In the 1920s, Walt Disney opened his Laugh-O-Gram studio in Kansas City, Missouri. Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver says the nonprofit Thank You Walt Disney Incorporated is getting a $2 million grant to rebuild the studio.
It would be malfeasance if a city like Kansas City did not have some visible physical tribute to one of its most significant citizens, Walt Disney.
Disney is the parent company of ABC News. One streaming service is cutting prices.
As competition increases in the streaming realm and Wall Street demands subscriber growth, Netflix is dropping its prices around the world by as much as half in some countries. Analyst Toby Halloran with Ampere says more than 100 territories are seeing an immediate cut, from the Middle East to Africa, Latin America, and more. He believes more than 5% of Netflix's 200 million-plus subscribers will see a drop in the amount they pay. The news first reported by the Wall Street Journal, but there are no plans to cut subscription costs in the U.S. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Andy Field, ABC News.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy.
And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The Chris Hahn Show.
Good evening, America, and welcome! This is the Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. Who else would I be? It'd be weird if I wasn't Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air, and truthfully tonight, America, where do I begin? I gotta start with the Super Bowl, but I'm not gonna talk about the game. I'm sure by now you've heard enough about the game, although I thought it was a great game. Anytime a Super Bowl is undecided with 2 minutes left, and let alone 2 minutes, like 5 seconds left, it's a great game. I thought that holding call at the end of the game was ill-advised. I don't know if it would have made a difference in the game or not. I would have liked to have seen them try, though, right? And I think the refs at that point in the game need to let them play. They didn't. But the guy who, defensive back, admitted to holding the KC receiver, it didn't look like a hold to me. It was minor. And at that point in the game for a Super Bowl, you're going to throw that flag. In the National Hockey League, that stuff doesn't happen. It doesn't even happen in regular season games. You're at the end of the game. The refs are not going to decide the game. They let you play. Although I was at an Islander game where they gave a penalty shot in overtime, but it was blatant. So that's not what I want to talk about, though. Great game, great time. I made chili. It came out excellent. It was my first attempt at it. A little spicy. And by the way, I ate it for 4 days straight. I had finished it off yesterday. So, you know, ate a lot of chili because I made a lot of chili. But I do want to talk about a specific commercial I saw in the Super Bowl. And it was a well-produced commercial. But it was a commercial for Jesus. And I don't think Jesus needs a commercial. Now, look, first of all, let me just start with the commercial. Well-produced, compelling, makes you think, all the things commercials are supposed to do. A lot of money to buy a commercial in the Super Bowl. A lot of money that could go to feed the hungry, heal the sick, house the homeless. All these things that Jesus preached, right? If you've been listening to me for the last, I guess I've been on this station for 10 years. Been on TV for 13 years. If you've been listening to me, you know I grew up in a very Christian home, even though I'm not particularly devout today. But my reading of the Bible always was that Jesus was a charitable person, right? He cared about the weak and the poor. That which you do unto the least of them, you do unto me. Today, it appears that Christianity is kind of stuck in this hole of this prosperity gospel, which I don't understand how those two things connect, because prosperity and the gospel to me doesn't make sense. Because Jesus said,
It would be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the gates of heaven. That seems like an impossible thing to reconcile, I should say, with a prosperity gospel that says, oh, you're rich because you're a Christian and Jesus wants you to be rich and worship the rich and worship wealth. It seems the prosperity gospel is something that's very convenient because certain people got very rich and they also happen to be Christian. And they said, no, this is what God wants for me. And again, I'm not against rich people. I'm really not. But I am against the prosperity gospel. See, to me, Christianity is about the giving and forgiving Christ. But today's Christianity, I call them neo-Christians, neoconservative Christians. They're not what I remember as Christianity. Now, let's just take Jesus himself, if you believe the Bible. Jesus hung out with prostitutes, tax collectors, fishermen, people who weren't exactly the A-list crowd back in 0 BC or 1 BC or whenever this all started, 30 BC. He didn't hang out with kings and queens and hotel heiresses like the prosperity gospel preaches today. No, he hung around with the poor and the sick and the hungry and the naked and people who were once criminals, and he forgave them all. Today, and by the way, one of the things Jesus says was, judge not, lest ye yourself be judged. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Forgive. Love. I'm watching people like Ron DeSantis teeing off on the LGBTQ community, teeing off against an African American Studies AP course. We talked about it last week. And I just wonder, like, if Jesus was alive today, who would be his disciples? A couple years ago, I wrote a film that I never produced, but I wrote a little screenplay, a treatment for something that I called Jesus of Wisconsin. And Jesus was born to an auto mechanic, and he became an auto mechanic. Just like in the Bible, Jesus was born to a carpenter and became a carpenter. And I basically tell the story of the gospel as if it was today, and who would be persecuting him today, and who would he be hanging out with today. I'm pretty sure there'd be some LGBTQ disciples, because they are not readily accepted by some elites in this country, particularly conservative elites. There would be every possible race and gender involved. It wouldn't just be men. Because Jesus was hanging out with people who were considered outcasts at the time. And he made those outcasts leaders in his early movement, because he was accepting and he didn't judge people. America, when I saw that commercial, I was intrigued. I thought it was interesting. I found out later on it was funded by the same people who funded the Hobby Lobby lawsuit, the Hobby Lobby family. I don't know their names, but I think they sued over birth control. They didn't want to include birth control in their healthcare plans to their Hobby Lobby employees. Okay. Ridiculous. And I think they fund some extremely conservative groups that are very anti-LGBTQ, and I don't know how that's Christian. I don't know how judging that is Christianity. I don't know how spending millions of dollars on a flashy television campaign is Christian. Jesus said in Matthew, when you pray, go into your closet and pray. Be careful not to make a show of your religion among men. What can be more showy about your religion than putting an ad up at the Super Bowl? I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything more showy in this day and age than putting a commercial in the Super Bowl. I don't think that if Jesus was alive today, he would be advertising at the big game. I just don't think he would be doing that. I think he'd be out in the parking lot talking to people, talking to the people who were working that day, maybe talking to the people who work in the concession stands, the people who you ignore on a daily basis. He'd be talking to the cleanup crew. He'd be healing the sick. Maybe he would have helped Mahomes recover from that high ankle sprain. I don't know, but he would not have been on a commercial. So that's my takeaway from the Super Bowl. I mean, I enjoyed it. I had a great time. I watched the game. I had a party. I had about 40 people at my house. Made a lot of chili. Ate a lot of chili. Broke my diet for a week because of the Super Bowl. Getting right back on it next week. But I just don't understand how, you know, modern day Christians go along with this nonsense. This prosperity gospel. I mean, this is the conservative movement doesn't want to give benefits to anyone. What would Jesus do if he saw a sick person? I'll tell you what he would do. He'd give him benefits. And if there was an efficient way to do it, like government, he'd do it that way. So, all right, stick around. Big show tonight. You're listening to the Chris Hahn.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 1 above overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 17. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 11. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
You're listening to the Aggressive Progressive, Chris Hahn.
All right, I'm back. Hey, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. And it is available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. Check me out on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. And I'm Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram and ChristopherHahn.com. Always on TV, so follow me there. And by the way, check me out on News Nation. If you don't have News Nation, if you do have it, if you don't know where it is, look for it. It is an alternative to these very biased news channels. And I know you're hearing it from me and you know that I have an opinion. I have an opinion and I go on to express an opinion on News of the Day, but there is no shouting matches on News Nation. And quite frankly, the hosts don't really have opinions. They're trying to play both sides. So some guests like me and contributors like me have opinions, but it's not, you know, an hour of opinion. Right? There's a lot of news going on at News Nation. And don't confuse it with Newsmax. It's very different than Newsmax. It's actually excellent. And if you find it, you'll like it. So check your local listings. You know, check on your cable provider's website, News Nation. I'm 100% sure you have it. So check it out if you have cable. And if you don't have cable, download the News Nation app and watch me there when I'm on. So, you know, let's talk a little bit more about these stupid balloons that we keep finding flying around the sky here. Things are getting shot down left and right. I think John Tester, the senator from Montana, had a great line the other day. I think we need to figure out a way to shoot these things down without using a $400,000 missile if we're going to be shooting them all down. And there was a spate over the weekend of two or three or four of them being shot out of the sky. And they may have been benign objects. The State Department, the Defense Department and the intelligence community has said it appears that these new shot down balloons were probably just like weather balloons or some other benign use for these balloons. But we've gone balloon crazy in this country. And it's because we've injected politics into our national defense, right? Something we never used to do. Used to be, you know, if they made a decision because there was a foreign threat, everybody rallied around that decision. Maybe you had a hearing in Congress to find out if it was the right decision. But not in the middle of the crisis where you're getting the constant refrain of shoot it down. Why haven't you acted too fast? And then, you know, when they shoot down these other balloons, why'd you shoot them down so quick, right? There's no win here because the politics is immediate. And everybody wants to judge. Meanwhile, there are experts trying to figure out what to do here. And maybe we should let them do their job. And if Congress wants to have a hearing down the road, that is absolutely their right and, quite frankly, their responsibility to have those hearings. But in the middle of the turmoil, in the middle of the crisis, and granted, it was a very minor crisis, I don't think that we need to be hearing from the peanut gallery. The problem is that all the peanuts in the peanut gallery have their own megaphone with social media and quite frankly, the variety of news channels that, you know, especially friendly media news channels, that'll let them say whatever they want. I, for one, think the president handled that original Chinese balloon perfectly. They allowed it to go over U.S. waters, and then they shot it out of the sky so they could figure out what it was doing. And we don't know what intelligence we were gathering from that balloon while it was floating around. We don't know, right? Nobody knows. This is the thing, right? Everybody who's commenting on this, including me, right? I'm guilty of this myself. Everybody who's commenting on this doesn't know. We don't know the facts. This is the top secret clearance stuff that very few people get, right? There's a gang of eight in Washington that may have access to this material. There's some committees in Washington that may have it in the Congress. But for the most part, most of the people opening their mouth, including members of Congress, do not know what they are talking about. They have no clue what this means. So they just ask. They demand, they want to get some attention, they want to get some likes, they want to get some FaceTime, they make these bold statements about what it is. Well, here's my advice to you, members of Congress. Next time we have a foreign adversarial threat, keep your mouth shut and let the people in charge do the work they are paid to do, right? Let the president make the call, let the Defense Department shoot it down, let the intelligence agency determine what it is. Right? We don't need to hear from you. Now, again, you have every right as a member of Congress to hold them accountable through the committee process. But you don't start the committee process, the hearing process on this, while the balloon is still floating over Georgia or South Carolina. Okay? You do that down the road. You call witnesses, you find out what happened, you have intelligence briefings, you read it. And then you shut up because you're going to learn exactly what happened. That's my feeling. And by the way, it's not just this. It's like every single thing that happens in America today requires an immediate response, right? Politics used to stop at the water's edge. It doesn't anymore. When we are dealing in international diplomacy and God forbid, international crises. We need to rally around the flag, right? We need to rally around the president and let the president lead the country. That is the job of the president, to lead us in these crisis hours. Well, Congress has every right to declare war or determine whether the use of force is necessary. They have every right to do that. But criticizing, like, you know, there's a balloon floating overhead, and why didn't you shoot it down? And when they say, well, we didn't want to kill people on the ground. Well, there are no people in Montana. Well, what about the people who are in Montana? You think that they think that there's no people in Montana? What if we had to cancel the shooting of Yellowstone or one of its 19 spinoffs? What would have happened then? Everybody would have lost their marbles about it. So, you know, here's my humble request to all those out there, talking heads and talking members of Congress. Keep your mouth shut till we know what's going on. And then after the crisis passes, hold the hearing. That's your job. All right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to the Chris Hahn Show.
Knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know money.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Komen and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. It's been exactly a year since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine. New York City protesters holding a candlelight vigil outside the Russian consulate. China now calling for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the U.S. claims to have intelligence showing China plans to provide weapons to Russia.
What is paramount to us always is protection of sources and methods, and to preserve our ability to obtain this kind of information going forward.
State Department spokesman Ned Price. Six children shot in a Philadelphia schoolyard. Police say the victims range in ages from 2 to 17 years old. A preliminary NTSB report finds the toxic train derailment in Ohio was caused by an overheated axle.
We want to make sure that it's prevented from happening again. We have a lot of questions. We want to develop solutions and bring about change, and one way to do that is through an investigative hearing.
Board Chair Jennifer Homendy. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support.
Ah. Signs winter may be ending in Wisconsin. The snow is melting, Robin's returning, and Milwaukee Brewers spring training games are underway.
Wow! What a finish to this one!
Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and WISS 1100 AM is your place to catch every inning, every game, and every win.
Listen on your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse of piece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. I got Senator Barbara Boxer joining me at the top of the next hour, just a little bit. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get your podcasts. And I don't know if you've heard, But I got a new product. It's called The Daily Rant, right? We call it product in the business. We call our shows products. I got a new product that I rolled out about a month ago. It's called The Daily Rant with Chris Hahn. It is on every day at noon on most of these stations. And if it's not on your stations, call your station manager and say, I want Chris Hahn. Remember the MTV commercial? I want my MTV. I want my Chris Hahn rant. I want to be yelled at for 12 minutes every day, once a day, Monday through Friday, right before the 12 noon show. Just check it out every day noon. And it's pretty damn good, I think. I've been working really hard at it. I love doing it because, look, usually I got to wait till Thursday to rant about what's going on in my life and what's bothering me. And now I could do it every day. I just go into my office. See, this show I do in the studio, but the Daily Rant I do from my home studio. So I go into my office, I turn on my microphone, and I yell into it. And people in my house go, my daughter goes, what's daddy yelling about? And my wife says, he's yelling at the world. He's yelling into the void. It's kind of how your dad makes his living. So that's one of the things I like to do. I like to yell into the void once a day for about 12 and a half minutes. So one of the things I'm yelling about, and I think you should be yelling about, I am tired of elected officials who project, right? I'm tired of these people who have hate in their lives and hate in their hearts, mostly because of themselves or somebody who's wronged them personally, that then want to transfer that hate to the rest of us. They want the rest of us to feel what they feel. I don't like it. I don't think it's very good for America. And this week, there's a woman named Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know if you've heard of her. I don't know if I've mentioned her on this program before. I'm sure I have. She's kind of like, if Baloney came to life and became a member of Congress. I don't know how else to describe her, but that's how I would describe her. If like Baloney, and I'm not talking about the good boar's head Baloney. I'm talking about that crappy store brand bologna that you should never eat under any circumstances. If that came to life and you were forced to eat it and not sliced thin and put on bread with mustard and lettuce and, so that it tastes good, but they sliced it up into chunks and you had to eat it. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. So you may or may not know this about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's a little crazy, right? She said at one point that Jewish space lasers from space were controlling the weather. Now, if that was the case, wouldn't we have better weather here in New York? Although we have had a very warm winter. So I don't know, maybe she's onto something. She said that once. She's made many statements supporting Nazis. She's appeared at a white supremacist rally. Democrats removed her from her committee assignments 2 years ago, but now she's on the Homeland Security Committee because she's Kevin McCarthy's, bridge to the extreme right in her own party. She made a deal with Kevin McCarthy. She got her committees back. She brought along some other far right members with her. She's also going through a divorce personally. She's personally going through a divorce, and I'm not going to make fun of somebody's personal life. I feel for her that she's going through a divorce. I'm sure it's a very painful process. But this week, it dawned on me that she's actually really happy she's going through the divorce. Like, this divorce is actually making her happy. And I guess some people who get divorced, it makes them happy. There's that joke, why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. I don't believe that. I like being married. But she's going through divorce and she's clearly enjoying it because she wants the rest of the country to get divorced. She made a tweet and then she went on a program, on some far right program, and talked about the need for a national divorce. Now, I want to remind you that Kevin McCarthy, the lamest speaker in the history of speakers, had the smallest victory of any Republican leader in a midterm where a Democratic president was in his first midterm. Usually they take 40, 50 seats. He didn't do that. He's got a 4-vote majority. He put her on the Homeland Security Committee. Now, How do you think a national divorce would work? First of all, it would probably lead to a civil war. Bloodshed, people dying in the streets. Brother against brother. And who gets what? Like Marjorie Taylor Greene represents the great state of Georgia. Now, great state of Georgia has a Republican legislature, which is gerrymandered to hell. And they have a Republican governor. But they have two Democratic senators and a very Democratic city in Atlanta. Now, if we separate by red states and blue states, as suggested by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who gets Georgia? Does most of Georgia go with the red states and Georgia, you know, Atlanta stays with the blue states? What about people who move there for college? Do they have to leave? Marjorie Taylor Greene also said that there should be a 5-year waiting period before you can vote if you move from a blue state to a red state. I wonder if she feels the same way about moving from a red state to a blue state. Like what, you know, because a lot of people move to New York City, right? New York City is a place, and you know, people talk about how the state of New York is losing population. It's definitely losing population. People are leaving upstate New York and Long Island and other places, but they're not leaving New York City. New York City keeps getting bigger every year because people go to New York City because it's a place they want to be because there's things to do and opportunities in New York City. It's the greatest city in the world, and it will always be the greatest city in the world. And I've been traveling. It's still great. And I loved Rome and I loved Paris. And I'm going to go to London in the spring. But I still love New York. Still my favorite place. I don't understand how a woman on the Homeland Security Committee could be out there advocating for a civil war. In the old days, that would have gotten you censured. And in the old days, I mean like 5 years ago. It would have gotten you removed from your committees, or at least that committee, the committee that's responsible for protecting people. She goes on television. It's not just a tweet. And she talks about it. She's like, the differences are too great. We're tired of being bullied by them and their oppressive wokeness. Well, let me break that down for you now. This woman wants a civil war. Because some people want you to call them by their preferred pronouns. And some people have supported that. She wants a civil war over whether or not I can call you a they or not. Now, and again, I've said this before. I will call you whatever you want. I think that we have to have a better pronoun than they for people who, you know, who people who right now identify as non-binary. There's got to be a more creative word, but until we find it, they is fine by me, right? She wants to have a civil war about that, though. A civil freaking war over they. She wants a civil war because people want to teach black history. I kid you not. In Georgia, no less, where, you know, there's a pretty sizable African-American population in Georgia. AP Black History was taken away from people in Florida by Ron DeSantimonious or Meatball Head. I don't know what we're calling him now. I call him Ron the Horrible. But a civil war because of wokeness, you feel you're being bullied. How are you being bullied, Marjorie? You want a national divorce because you really like being divorced. It's worked out for you. And now you want to project that on all of us. This is no different than those people who hate gays, who turn out, you find out, are gay, right? And they should just be happy that they're gay and stop pretending to be straight. Live an honest and open life. Love who they want to love. Have sex with whoever they want to have sex with. And stop hating. Stop putting your personal problems on us. There is literally nothing that a gay person can do to you that impacts your life. Well, what's the worst that can happen? Maybe a homosexual meets you out and gets the wrong impression and asks you to go out to dinner or something, ask you on a date, flirts with you a little bit. You can politely say, no, thank you, but I'm straight. I mean, I'm straight and I get very annoyed if I'm among homosexuals and they don't flirt with me. And now that I'm older, it never happens anymore. So nothing to worry about there. But you know, you want to make them, you want to force them to have horrible lives because you worry they might flirt with you. You're not worried that they might flirt with you. You're worried you might like it if they flirt with you. You're worried that you might actually like it because you know you will like it. So you project your hatred of yourself onto them. And we can't be doing that in this government anymore in this country. We need to be a country that is accepting and open and honest, and people's mental health problems should be addressed in private, not through government service. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has a mental health problem, in my opinion. And it's probably from a bad marriage or other abuses she may have suffered in her life. But those are her problems. I am all for addressing mental health. I am not for them being public policies. Your projection of your hatred. I am not for oppressing people or causing violence in this country because of people's own problems. And it always seems to come up, and it always comes from the right. They are the least self-aware people on this planet. And when they think something works for them, they are all for it. It's why, like, the only way you could get a conservative to come out in favor of gay marriage was when they find out their kids are gay. And then they all of a sudden are supporting gay marriage. Of course they do. They always did. It's ridiculous. Don't project, Marjorie. I know you're happy you're getting divorced and you're probably getting a lot of attention from right-wing nuts in Washington, but the rest of us are happy being part of the United States of America, and we'll keep it that way. So, all right, stick around. More to come. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwy.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 1 above overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 17. Chance of snow tomorrow night. Lows around 11. Cloudy. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 21.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right. Barbara Boxer joins me on the other side of the break. I love Senator Boxer. I love having her on as a guest. She is fantastic, and you're going to enjoy the interview. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. Christopher Hahn, NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. It's all my name, right? And then I go on TV, it's Chris Hahn, and this is the Chris Hahn Show. But I had to get Christopher because there's a lot of people named Chris Hahn, and you know, I wasn't quick on the draw to get a Twitter account or an Instagram account. I mean, I had to add NY. I couldn't even get Christopher on Instagram. I'm Chris. I couldn't even get Christopher Hahn. I had to be Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram because I live in New York. So I figured, let me do Christopher Hahn NY. I probably should have done LI because I live on Long Island. But I did NY because, you know, I'm trying to be hip. Nobody, you know, Long Island's not hip. It's just where I live and grew up and make my life and raise my family and love, by the way. Love living on Long Island. I want to talk about the weather. So I wake up on Monday morning. I turn on WPIX here in New York, actually, because it's always on my TV when I wake up because the last thing I usually watch at the end of the day is Seinfeld reruns, even though I could watch them for free on Netflix without commercials. I watch them with commercials on Channel 11 at 11 o'clock at night. I think I've been doing this probably for 20 plus years, right? I've probably been doing it since they started running those reruns on Channel 11 in like the 90s. Because I love that show. It's a great show. And it's one of my favorite things to do. And I don't watch the whole thing usually. I'll watch the first 15 minutes. I'll laugh a little bit. And I'll go to sleep. I wake up. WPIX is on. Usually at the same time I watch it every morning. I watch the weather on WPIX. It's almost always on when I wake up. The weatherman is talking about a heat wave hitting just south of New York. It's going to come up to D.C. And it's today here in New York. It's a little chilly. It's like 40 degrees, which is like as cold as it's been all winter here, right? We had like 2 days of like 20 degrees here in New York and everybody freaked out. But it's 40 degrees today, so it feels like crazy because it was like 70 degrees on Monday. It's 80 degrees in South Jersey today. In South Jersey, 100 miles from here, 80 degrees. The weatherman on WPIX said, there's a 20% chance that heat wave is going to hit New York. It's going to keep going up and that we could be in the 80s on the day that it was in the 40s here in New York. I don't know what the weather's like where you are. And I know that a lot of people in the Midwest, upper Midwest, are getting some serious extreme cold weather right now. But we've had a non-winter winter here in New York. And look, I don't like to confuse weather with climate, right? We know that La Nina is impacting our weather, which is keeping the jet stream to the north of New York. But I've had a lot of days where I've run in shorts in February, a lot more days than I'm used to having. And it is kind of intense. And I've been having this conversation with people, and it's got a lot of people uneasy up here. Now, I get it. Like, if you're in, if you're in parts of this country, you're having a real winter. But I mean, 80 degrees in New Jersey in February, that doesn't happen. I mean, they are just walking around in shorts. They got to use their air conditioner in 80 degrees in February in New Jersey. I don't know that it's global warming, and I got to tell you, I am worried about the summer. I'm worried about severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, other things hitting this country because the water is going to be warm, right? We've had a lot. I mean, the average temperature the last couple of weeks has, you know, been in the high 40s, low 50s. You know, we're going to have a warm winter, and it's going to lead to a warmer than usual summer, I think. And that usually means bad news for coastal communities. Something happens. Thunderstorms, hurricanes, tropical storms, cyclones. This weather pattern is again, don't confuse global warming with climate, but there's without a doubt global warming going on, right? These winters every year seem to get warmer and warmer. I keep telling everybody, here in New York, we really only have real winter for about 2 weeks. And they're not in a row. Right, we had a 4 days in December that were ridiculously cold. We had 2 days in February that were ridiculously cold. And maybe we're going to get another 5 days at some point where it snows. We haven't gotten any real snow in New York this year, at least in downstate New York. Upstate New York's different. But every year it seems that the winter is less and less severe here. And then the summer starts in like April. You know, it gets into the 70s in April in New York, and then it doesn't ever go back until October. It's something to think about. I don't know if you believe in climate change. I do. But if you're a climate denier and you're not a little bit concerned about the pattern of winters the last couple of years and the pattern of summers that are extremely hot, I think you need to open up your eyes because something's changed. Something's up. So, who knows? All right. Barbara Boxer joining me on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.